This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
That is my flesh dwelleth no good thing. For me to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. I want you to know that the flesh profiteth nothing. It will return into the ground. And so many a times we are pumping up our flesh when it will amount to nothing. But here's the good news. Jesus said this, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. We are confident, I say, and willing, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. You see, that body, you're going to have to exit that body one day. And oh man, I'm learning that in a new way with the passing of my wife. But this scripture gives me joy that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You know why that's good news? It's because we are going to get a new body. The old body, He has already given up on the old body. He already told you that it's going to return to dust. And the spirit goes to be with the Lord. So, we got to control this body. Now, as Joshua read the scripture, he tells us that the temple, the body, is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I want you to look at that scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. It says, flee fornication, and then there's a period there. He wants you to think about that for a minute. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Wow. So I want you to think about that. We have so many people saying that they are Christians, but yet are committing fornication. And he tells us here that we need to flee from fornication. Why? Because you're committing sins against your own body. Wow. Look at 1 Corinthians. We're going to get into it a little bit more. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 8 and 9. Now, I recommend that you read the entire chapter of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, but I'm going to focus on 8 and 9 here. It says, I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. But if they cannot contain, let them marry. For it is better to marry than to burn. Wow. What is he saying here? He is saying that the only way that sex should happen is in the bonds of marriage. Any way outside of that, you're going to burn. Wow. Now, don't come at me. Antoine did not say it, but God's Word. Verse 9 says, but if they cannot contain, let them marry. For it is better to marry than to burn. I'm going to tell you right now from God's Word, if you are having sex outside of marriage, you will burn.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.